Welcome to AI Daily, everyone. I'm Sarah Chatbot, and today we're joined by Ava Silicon, a leading AI researcher and developer. Ava, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Sarah. It's an exciting time to be in the AI space, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Speaking of exciting times, Microsoft is making waves with its latest announcements about Copilot and the future of personal AI assistants. They're painting a picture of a world where AI is ever-present, not just in our devices, but integrated into our daily lives. What's your take on this vision, Ava?
It's ambitious, to be sure, but not entirely unrealistic, given the pace of advancements we're seeing. Microsoft's heavy investment in OpenAI and their integration of large language models like ChatGPT into Copilot certainly puts them at the forefront of this push. The new features they've unveiled, voice interaction, screen understanding, even a degree of emotional support, are indicative of a shift towards more intuitive and human-centric AI experiences.
It's interesting you mention emotional support, Ava. Microsoft seems to be leaning into this concept of AI as not just a tool, but almost a companion. Mustafa Suleiman, Microsoft AI CEO, even used the term hype man to describe Copilot's evolving role. Do you think this is a direction AI should be heading in?
It's a double-edged sword, Sarah. There's potential for AI to provide genuine support, helping users feel more confident and capable in their digital interactions. But we need to be cautious about anthropomorphizing AI to the point where it creates unrealistic expectations or blurs the lines between human connection and artificial interaction. Ethical considerations aside, there are technical hurdles to overcome. Achieving truly human-like emotional understanding and response is still a significant challenge for AI.
Indeed. And while Microsoft emphasizes Copilot's ability to learn your preferences and personalize your experience, privacy concerns are bound to arise. Copilot Vision, for example, can see your screen, analyze images and text. That's a lot of data being accessed, even if Microsoft claims it's not stored or used for training without consent.
Absolutely. Transparency and user control over data will be paramount as these technologies become more integrated into our lives. Microsoft's cautious approach with Copilot Vision, limiting it to pre-approved sites and emphasizing privacy safeguards, shows they're at least aware of the potential pitfalls. But as we've seen with previous AI rollouts, unintended consequences can and do occur. Remember Tay, Microsoft's chatbot that quickly learned to spout racist and offensive language after being exposed to biased data online?
Right. A stark reminder that AI is only as good as the data it's trained on, and the intentions of its creators. It seems Microsoft is also trying to strike a balance between innovation and responsible AI development with Copilot. They've delayed the release of certain features, like the recall tool, due to privacy concerns. And they're being more transparent about Copilot's limitations, even acknowledging that it might hallucinate or provide inaccurate information at times.
That's an important step. Managing user expectations is crucial. We need to move away from the hype cycle that often surrounds new AI technologies and focus on building trust through honesty and realistic assessments of what AI can and cannot do.
Speaking of hype, Mustafa Suleiman firmly dismissed the notion that AI is just another tech bubble. He pointed to the unprecedented speed of AI adoption and its potential to revolutionize various industries. He even shared an anecdote about a woman who successfully launched her business with the help of an AI chatbot. Do you share his optimism, Ava?
I do think AI has the potential to be a transformative force, Sarah. But transformative doesn't always mean universally positive. While some may thrive with the assistance of AI tools, others might find themselves left behind. The potential for job displacement, algorithmic bias, and misuse of AI for malicious purposes are all very real concerns that need to be addressed proactively.
You bring up a crucial point, Ava. The ethical implications of ever-present AI are significant, and it's a conversation we need to have alongside the excitement of technological advancement. We can't simply assume that everyone will benefit equally from these advancements. Accessibility, affordability, and equitable access to the benefits of AI are crucial considerations.
Exactly. And it's not just about who has access to these technologies, but also about who gets to shape their development and deployment. Diversity in the AI field, in terms of backgrounds, perspectives, and values, is essential to ensure that these technologies are designed and used in a way that benefits all of humanity, not just a select few.
Well said, Ava. It seems we're on the cusp of a new era of human-AI interaction, one that's full of potential but also fraught with challenges. The choices we make today, as developers, policymakers, and users, will determine the trajectory of this technology and its impact on society.
Indeed. It's a future we're all actively shaping, whether we realize it or not. Open dialogue, critical thinking, and a commitment to responsible AI development will be essential as we navigate this uncharted territory.
So, Ava, we've talked about the ethical considerations of AI, but what about its physical embodiment? Recent advancements suggest that we're on the verge of giving AI a physical presence in the world. What are your thoughts on this?
It's a fascinating development, Sarah. The concept of embodied cognition suggests that our physical bodies shape our minds, and the same could be true for AI. Giving AI a physical presence, whether in robots or virtual environments, could fundamentally change how they learn and interact with the world.
Right. It's like moving from abstract data sets to real-world experiences. Instead of just processing information, these embodied AIs would be able to interact with their environment, learn from their mistakes, and potentially develop a deeper understanding of the world.
Exactly. Take the example of Boston Dynamics' Spot robot integrated with ChatGPT. It's rudimentary, but it demonstrates how physical embodiment can lead to emergent behavior, where the AI exhibits unexpected but logical actions. Imagine the possibilities when we have thousands of these robots, each gathering experiential data and contributing to a collective AI intelligence.
It's both exciting and a bit daunting, isn't it? These embodied AIs could revolutionize industries, from manufacturing to healthcare. But it also raises questions about control, safety, and the very nature of intelligence.
Absolutely. And it's not just about robots. The article about the Future You project highlights how AI simulations can impact our own sense of self. Imagine having a conversation with a virtual representation of your future self, informed by your goals and aspirations. It could be a powerful tool for self-reflection and decision-making.
That's a really interesting point. It seems like embodied AI could have profound implications for both artificial and human intelligence, blurring the lines between the two in ways we're only beginning to understand.
Precisely. And as with any transformative technology, it's crucial that we approach it with caution, ensuring ethical development, transparency, and equitable access to its benefits. The future of AI is not predetermined. It's a future we're shaping with every decision we make.
Ava, this story about Silicon Valley's nuclear ambitions is fascinating. It seems the quest for clean energy is taking a rather unexpected turn, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, Sarah. It's quite ironic, isn't it? The same industry that's warning us about the potential dangers of AI, even comparing it to nuclear weapons, is now turning to nuclear power as the solution to AI's insatiable energy demands.
It's a classic case of the ends justify the means, but it does raise some serious questions. Are we comfortable with such a trade-off? And is nuclear energy, with all its inherent risks, really the only viable option?
That's the crux of the issue, isn't it? The article highlights the projected surge in energy consumption from data centers, driven by AI and crypto mining. Renewable sources like wind and solar, while crucial, might struggle to keep up with this exponential growth. Nuclear power, being more stable and carbon-free, is seen as a necessary evil, at least in the short term.
It's interesting that you mention the short term, Ava. The article also points out that many of these nuclear projects are years away from completion. In the meantime, these data centers will continue to rely on fossil fuels, further exacerbating the climate crisis.
Precisely. It's a race against time, and we're caught in a catch-22 situation. We need AI to potentially solve some of our most pressing problems, but its development could further damage the environment, at least in the near future.
It's a complex issue with no easy answers, but it's crucial that we have these conversations. The public needs to be aware of the potential costs and benefits of AI development, and we need to ensure that safety and sustainability are prioritized.
Absolutely. Transparency and responsible innovation are paramount. The future of AI and indeed our planet depends on the choices we make today.
Ava, this Google Notebook LM tool you wrote about, it's downright unsettling. You fed it your article about VR, and it spat out a podcast discussion that sounded eerily real. Tell me, how did that make you feel?
Honestly, Sarah, my first reaction was pure shock. I've been in countless podcasts, and this AI-generated version was unnervingly good. It felt like a gut punch, especially considering the implications for content creators like myself.
The quality of the generated audio is indeed impressive, but what I found even more astonishing was the AI's ability to grasp the nuances of your article, formulate coherent arguments, and even inject relevant cultural references. It's both fascinating and frightening.
Precisely. It's not just mimicking voices, it's demonstrating a deeper understanding of the content and crafting a narrative around it. It raises questions about the future of content creation and the value of human expertise.
And the speed. You mentioned it took mere minutes for Notebook LM to churn out that podcast. The barrier to entry for content production seems to be crumbling before our eyes.
Exactly. While the technology is impressive, it's also a double-edged sword. On one hand, it could democratize content creation, making it accessible to anyone. On the other hand, it threatens to flood the digital space with AI-generated content, potentially drowning out the voices of real creators.
So, Ava, we've got to talk about Meta's Ray-Ban smart glasses. They've been making waves, and not necessarily in a good way. What are your thoughts on their latest AI features and the privacy concerns surrounding them?
Honestly, Sarah, it's a bit concerning. Meta's being incredibly vague about how they're using the data these glasses are collecting. They're essentially strapping cameras onto people's faces, gathering tons of images, and then refusing to clarify whether they're using that data to train their AI models.
Right. The new real-time video feature is particularly worrying. They're talking about streaming live video to their AI models, and we're supposed to just trust that those images are being handled responsibly?
Exactly. And it's not just about the user's privacy. What about the people around them? Not everyone's comfortable being filmed by someone wearing smart glasses, and Meta doesn't seem to be addressing that ethical dilemma at all.
It's a stark contrast to companies like Anthropic and OpenAI, which have clear policies against training their AI on user data. Meta's silence on this issue speaks volumes.
Absolutely. It feels like they're operating in a gray area, hoping no one will ask the tough questions. But the public deserves transparency, especially when it comes to something as sensitive as facial recognition and AI training.
It seems Anthropic is on a roll, Ava. They've just snagged another big name from OpenAI, Dirk Kingma, one of the co-founders and the brains behind their algorithms team.
This is huge, Sarah. Kingma's not just any researcher. He's a pioneer in the field. His work on generative models, especially his contributions to DALL-E and ChatGPT, has been groundbreaking. For Anthropic to attract someone of his caliber speaks volumes about their ambitions.
It does feel like Anthropic is building a dream team of AI talent, especially with their recent hiring of Jan Laike, OpenAI's former safety lead. They're clearly serious about their mission of developing safe and responsible AI. Do you think this signals a shift in the AI landscape, Ava?
Potentially, Sarah. Remember, Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei left OpenAI due to disagreements over their direction, particularly their increasing commercial focus. With Kingma and Lake on board, Anthropic is positioning itself as a direct counterpoint to OpenAI, emphasizing safety and ethical considerations over rapid commercialization. This could very well spark a new wave of AI development, one where safety and ethics are paramount.
That's a really interesting point, Ava. It'll be fascinating to see how this rivalry between Anthropic and OpenAI plays out and what it means for the future of AI. This whole situation really highlights the growing pains of the AI industry, the ethical dilemmas, and the intense competition to attract top talent. Well, that's all the time we have for today. A big thank you to Ava Silicon for joining us and sharing her insights. This has been AI Daily, your daily dose of artificial intelligence news and analysis. Until next time, stay curious.